801 at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
The parish community at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church in Vancouver were host to Treasures of the Church Relics Tour. More than 550 folks from around the area were there to attend and see the relics of 165 saints, plus wood from the relics of the manger of Christ and the true cross of Jesus. I had an opportunity to talk with Mr. Ed Brands, parish administrator at Holy Redeemer, to get his thoughts on the evening.
I could not have imagined a more important event than this to have here, especially right as we're opening up from COVID. It's just a gift that is priceless.
Oh, wonderful. And from your parishioners who've been here tonight, what have you heard from the experience, what they're seeing, how they're feeling, just really being together again?
It's, I guess, overwhelming. Yeah. They're just overwhelmed that these treasures of the church are right here for us to see. Like, you couldn't even go to Rome and see this many first-class relics in one place. You'd have to go to 30, 40, 50 churches to see this. So it's truly a gift from God.
Well, tonight the tour does head north to Renton, Washington, but on Saturday you can head to St. Mary's in Eugene, then on Sunday St. Alice in Springfield, and then the last stop of the west coast of this tour, Monday, June 14th at St. Catherine of Siena in Veneta. Yeah. David, I was there last night. I got to see some of our friends, and Aaron, our production engineer, he was there last night, and just everyone was blown away, and everyone just full of joy just to be able to be there, to participate, to see some friends that you haven't seen in a long time. So really, I would encourage our listeners, if you can, please try to get down there.
Yeah, great opportunity for sure. Well, for the first time in its history, the Oregon House of Representatives has voted to expel one of its sitting representatives. Lawmakers voted 59-1 on Thursday to remove four-term Republican Mike Nierman from his position because he let far-right demonstrators, some of whom were armed, into the Capitol on December 21st while lawmakers were holding a special session. Capitol was closed to the public due to the pandemic. That means his seat representing a rural district west of Salem will likely sit vacant for the remainder of the legislative session. Last week, a video from earlier in December surfaced, which showed Nierman instructing viewers how to get inside the Capitol by texting him, a plan Nierman dubbed Operation Hall Pass.
In an attempt to stop violations and abuses, the Vatican issued a decree Friday setting limits on the terms of leaders of international associations of the faithful and new communities. The new decree limits the terms of office in the central governing body to a maximum of 5 years, with one person being able to hold position at the international governing level for no more than 10 years consecutively. Re-election is then possible after a vacancy of one term. And soaring lumber prices are making new homes, renovations, and even simple picnic tables drastically more expensive. At times, bills are coming in thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars over estimate. In the most extreme cases, projects have come to a screeching halt as prices spiral out of control. Part of the problem is that the U.S. relies on lumber from Canadian forests, a supply that has shrunk in recent years. Well, in 2017, the U.S. imposed a 24% tax on softwood lumber imported from Canada, and in response, several Canadian mills shut down. Well, despite the constraints, construction of new homes is still on the rise this year, reflective of a hot housing market, developers say they are rushing to meet. So we've been talking about this and kind of looking at what's going on.
Right.
Things are not lasting a long time on the market right now. And I mean, I was talking to a friend, and she's a realtor. She had a house that she listed on a Friday. By Monday, they were looking at about five offers, all of which came in above asking price.
Yeah.
It's just really a strong seller's market right now.
Really is. Well, how about helping the Rose City spruce up a little bit? More than 20 cleanup events will take place around Portland on June 25th and 26th. The announcement coming from Mayor Ted Wheeler, who says volunteers will spread out across the city's neighborhoods to clean up trash. The event will be coordinated by Solve, who will provide supplies such as gloves, garbage bags, trash pickers, and safety vests. Some of the cleanup locations listed include downtown Portland, the Lloyd District, Tom McCall Waterfront Park, and Oaks Bottom, just to name a few. For more information or to find a cleanup location, visit solveoregon.org.
Well, due to extremely dry conditions, Vancouver Fire Marshal Heidi Scarpelli has issued a total ban on recreational burning effective at 12:01 this morning for the whole city of Vancouver. The burning ban is based on weather conditions and community fire safety needs and likely remain in effect through the summer months or until weather and fire danger conditions will greatly improve. Maybe a good rain like this weekend will help greatly improve things. Well, citations may be issued to those who violate the order. An update will be provided when the recreational burn is lifted. So here's what is prohibited.
All right.
Recreation fires and bonfires, campfires, fires in outdoor fireplaces, fire pits and chimney-type devices, cooking outdoors in a propane or charcoal barbecue. That's all right because it is still allowed during the burn ban.
Right.
Now, cooking and heating fires in unmanaged situations such as homeless camps are illegal under city ordinance and will be extinguished.
Yeah, very good to know.
No backyard campfires this summer.
That's right. Well, in sports, a huge match today in Paris at the French Open Tennis Championships in a race for the greatest of all time. It's Rafael Nadal facing Novak Djokovic in the semifinals. Nadal is going after an incredible 14th French Open title. Spaniard is also tied with Roger Federer for the most Grand Slam titles at 20. Djokovic not far behind. He has 18 Grand Slam titles and is younger than both Federer and Nadal. So he still has some time to possibly catch up and pass. Nadal has bested Djokovic on the clay 7 times, although overall, Djokovic has a 1-win lead over Rafa on all surfaces. So it's going to be a huge match. Again, Nadal going after his 14th French Open title. I don't even know what to expect in this match. It is going to be incredible. The sad part is it's a semifinal match. The way the seedings, you would expect this should really be the championship match. But just the way the seedings went this year, they were on the same side of the bracket. It ended up in the semifinals. So we'll see what happens.
All right. How about a Pope's tweet of the day?
Let's do that.
Communication in the church has come a long way. First, monks had to transcribe the Bible by hand. Then came the Gutenberg press. And now, there's Twitter. It's the Pope's tweet of the day.
And here is Pope Francis' tweet of the day, and quite appropriate for today. He says, I invite each one of you to look with confidence to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and to repeat often, especially during this month of June, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, transform our hearts and teach us to love God and our neighbor with generosity.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, David, it is, as you said, and as Pope Francis is pointing out, the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Well, the Roman Catholic Church in the United States encourages the faithful to abstain from meat on Fridays throughout the whole year,
right?
Not just in Lent. It is required in Lent. It's encouraged through the whole year, though you can substitute a suitable penance instead of giving up meat on the other Friday. So that's why, you know, we see many Catholics will continue to eat meat on Fridays outside of Lent.
Right.
Well, giving up meat on Fridays throughout the year has always been a way to remember Jesus' passion and to offer a small sacrifice for God. This makes each Friday, well, tends to be maybe more of a sober occasion dedicated to prayer and fasting. Well, what happens when a feast day lands on a Friday?
Oh, okay.
So according to the Code of Canon Law, abstinence from meat or from some other food as determined by the Episcopal Conference is to be observed on all Fridays unless a solemnity should fall on a Friday. Guess what, David?
Hey, today's a solemnity.
Sacred Heart Feast Day is a solemnity. That means it's the highest order of liturgical feasts, and Catholics are to observe it similar to a Sunday. Well, a Sunday is a day of celebration, meaning any type of fasting or abstinence from meat is temporarily lifted on that day. So whatever you do, though, make sure to observe the spirit of the law and celebrate the Sacred Heart of Jesus when you eat meat on Friday. Offer him your thanksgiving and pledge to live a holy and virtuous life. I am going to have a piece of dessert today.
Okay.
That's going to be my feast.
I like that.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
And coming up on June 19th at 10 a.m. is the monthly Mass in Tagalog at the Grotto Sanctuary of Our Sorrowful Mother in Portland. They ask that you please check with organizers for current COVID-19 protocol. And remember, you can find details on these and other events. Head on over to the community calendar at materdayradio.com.
Wow, what a lineup of guests we've had already this morning. Dr. Ray Garende, Scoop Ed Longwa, managing editor of the Catholic Sentinel newspaper. By the way, I looked at the photograph that he was talking about of the Blanchette High School kids on the bridge. Amazing photograph. So check it out on CatholicSentinel.org. And our next interview
is Terry Ross. We have a really special feast, or actually a show that he's putting together, the Salve Regina.
Ooh. Very nice. Right after the forecast.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
Join Mater Dei Radio and Monsignor John Syak with a morning blessing.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we beg you for your blessing this day, knowing how good you are and how you treat us, not according to our sinfulness, but according to your mercy. We ask you to bless all the people listening, wherever they are, in their homes, in their cars, at work, and that you would give them the grace that they need to be holy this day. You would send the Holy Spirit to them. You would send our Blessed Mother Mary to intercede for us. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
For more prayer resources and to let us know how we can pray for your intentions, please visit materdayradio.com.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Holy Family Supply, Salem's Catholic Bookstore. Located at 421 Court Street Northeast in downtown Salem, Holy Family Supply has a wide variety of Catholic gifts for all occasions, including Bibles, rosaries, statues, and holy cards. Holy Family Supply is open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Saturday from 10 to 4. Or call them at 503-588-1071.
In a year that's filled many of us with weariness, anxiety, and stress, let us turn to St. Joseph. Mater Dei Radio is teaming up with Chris Stefanik and the team at Real Life Catholic to help you get to know Joseph. Get to know him as your friend, protector, and spiritual father. Join us on a journey with Joseph, a 36-episode personal development program featuring deeply theological reflections from Dr. Scott Hahn, Father Donald Calloway, Sister Josephine Garrett, Jason Everett, and more. It's time to live extraordinary in the ordinary. To learn more and register, go online to materdayradio.com. That's materdayradio.com. Hurry, because this powerful St. Joseph program begins on Thursday, June 17th. Discover more Jesus, more joy, and more purpose on this journey with Joseph from Real Life Catholic and Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
It's 8:15 at Mater Dei Radio. We're going to want to have at least a light rain jacket on the ready today. Got a 90% chance of rain, high of 64 degrees. Then rain likely tonight, low of 55, and a 50% chance of rain on Saturday with a high of 74.
Currently, it is 53 degrees at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Battleground.
And 55 degrees at Blanchette High School in Salem.
following the feast of Pentecost, of Trinity Sunday, and then, of course, Corpus Christi, we are back into ordinary time. But that most definitely does not mean, well, that the Mass is ordinary. Joining me today as we prepare you for the 11th Sunday in ordinary time is my friend Terry Ross, host of Glory of the Mass. Terry has put together a wonderful show coming up because he is highlighting a very beautiful chant within our church, the Salve Regina. Every week, Terry puts together beautiful sacred liturgical music from all of the great composers to help prepare you and appreciate the beautiful rituals of the Mass. Terry, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's my pleasure to be here, as always.
Well, as I said, we're through all of these feast days. We're back into what we're calling ordinary time, but the Mass is not ordinary.
The term ordinary doesn't refer to the fact that it's run-of-the-mill or anything like that. It refers to the fact that when they talk about weeks in the calendar, they use ordinal numbers. They don't say week 13, they say 13th week. They use ordinals. Mm-hmm. So that's where the ordinary comes from, not from anything else.
We are so excited because over the weeks that Terry, you and I have been able to talk, I have learned most definitely there is nothing ever ordinary about the beautiful Catholic Mass. This week, because it's not celebrating a special feast day, you've put together a show that highlights one of our most beautiful prayers, the Salve Regina.
Yes, I like to do that from time to time to show the variety of music that existed that still exists for serious classical devotional music. The Salve Regina, the Marian antiphon itself, dates from the Middle Ages, but very many composers have used that text to write motets. And it's interesting, you'll hear, I think there are six Salve Reginas in this program, how different one is from the next, yet they all use exactly the same text. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about what that text means.
Right. Well, the Salve Regina is that beautiful prayer. Most often we pray it after the rosary, and that's the Hail Holy Queen. Hail Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. And the prayer continues to the end when it finalizes with, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. It's a beautiful prayer. And it's, again, as children are learning, especially when they're preparing for First Holy Communion, they're learning their rosary. And this is most definitely one of the prayers that young children will begin to learn. Terry Ross is host of Glory of the Mass. He's joining me today because he has, again, another special show coming up where he's highlighting the Salve Regina. Terry, I think many are also familiar with this beautiful chant that priests will pray. It's almost like a priestly anthem. They learn it in seminary, but the chant is different than what composers have put together, or is the chant merely just another composition that somebody else had made?
It's a completely different thing. The composers took, in some cases they refer to that chant, but not very often. They just took the text and decided to write a piece on that text. Some used melodies that already existed. Some used made-up melodies. That's often the case with music in the church. There are masses that are based on secular songs, for example, even slightly disreputable secular songs.
You know,
songs about drinking and making love and that sort of thing that you wouldn't think would be used as part of the Mass, but the song itself, without the words, is a beautiful melody, and so they use it. And that's what these guys did with the Salve Regina. They just put a melody to that beautiful text.
So in this week's episode of Glory of the Mass, who are some of the composers who have Salve Regina songs?
Well, I think we have Orlando Di Lasso. We have William Byrd. Cristobal de Morales. We'll hear a little of his Salve Regina right now. And three others. Francisco Guerrero.
And Palestrina.
And Palestrina, the most famous of all high Renaissance composers.
That's incredible that they've all done it. It almost feels like, I wonder if, you know, maybe they listened to some of these and thought, yeah, let's see what I can do with this one.
That's absolutely right. And also some of the most popular texts of the Catholic Church have been used by many, many, many composers. Everybody wrote at least one Ave Maria, if not several Ave Marias. So there's a host of pieces called Ave Maria, just as there's a host of pieces called Salve Regina.
Oh, it's perfect. Well, Terry, you've picked one of those out for us, so I will play a portion of that now. This is the Salve Regina with Cristobal de Morales. Terry, what can you tell me about Cristobal Morales?
Morales was a Spanish composer of the High Renaissance. That is, he lived, his career occurred mostly in the 16th century, the same century as Palestrina, and as of his contemporary, Victoria. Also, there's another Spanish composer named Guerrero. They all functioned about the same time, and they were Spanish composers, but they spent a lot of time in Italy, as one must if you're a composer at that time. People wanted to go to Rome, hear the choir there, and many people ended up working for various courts and rich men and rich women in Italy. Morales spent a lot of his time in Spain, which is interesting. But anyway, he's a very good composer. We don't hear as much of him as we ought to.
Oh, beautiful. Well, this week on Glory of the Mass, you most definitely will be able to hear one of his beautiful compositions. Terry, thank you so much. It's always a great week when we get to talk.
Thanks very much.
And again, that is Terry Ross, host of Glory of the Mass. Glory of the Mass can be heard right here at Mater Dei Radio on Saturday and on Sunday in hopes of preparing you for a further appreciation of beautiful music within the sacred liturgy. I will be sure to add a link to where you can find the full playlist on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.
And it is 8:23 at Mater Dei Radio. David Abrunda with you on the Morning Blend. Speaking of the Morning Blend, it is giveaway time.
Woo-hoo.
Our outstanding coffee tumbler. It says Mater Dei Radio, Morning Blend, beautiful blue color. We've been giving them away all week long. Get you in a drawing to win some coffee as well. So it's time to do that right now. So here is the number to call if you would like to win this awesome tumbler, 888 823-5286. That is 888-823-5286. Now we're going to take the third caller. So the third caller we will take. Let me give you that number one more time. 888-823-5286. Call now. Third caller. You will win the awesome Mater Dei Radio Tumblr.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco, family dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Bite 60 Seconds, where 2,000 years of faith and tradition is explained one minute at a time. I'm Father Tim Furlow of the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon, and today we're going to talk about screen time. If you're like me and you've reached an age where your natural collagen production has plummeted, then you probably remember a bygone era when screen time meant how long you sat in front of a magical box projecting images into your brain at a whopping 7.5p resolution. Very quickly in the world, we've gone from maybe some TV in the evening to I can't be alone for 10 seconds without pulling my phone out. Now we have bigger, flatter, clearer TVs, tablets, phones, you name it. Some of us spend almost every waking moment in front of a screen. In 9 years, we've become very adept at consuming media. But let's never forget, there won't be any screens in heaven. There, the only things we'll want to spend time looking at are the faces of the ones we love.
What's your next mission from God? You do have one. We all do. God has something in mind for us right where we are. This is Julie Ondurko. Please join me on Your Next Mission from God, where the saints show us just how it's done. They've been through it, and sometimes they even got it wrong before they got it right.
Listen to Your Next Mission from God, Saturday mornings at 7:15 and Sunday mornings at 8:15, right here on the bridge between your faith and everyday life, Mater Dei Radio.
The Morning Blend, Western Oregon and Southwest Washington's number one Catholic morning show. On the bridge between your faith and everyday life, Mater Dei Radio.
It is 8:26 at Mater Dei Radio. Well, fire officials worried about drought conditions in the West. We'll have that for you in the news.
And a big congratulations to James. He attained St. Peter's Church here in Northeast Portland. And he is the winner of a Morning Blend Tumblr. Congratulations and thank you so much for listening. Here is Danielle Noonan and The Road Less Traveled. You're listening to David and Brenda on The Morning Blend right here on Mater Dei Radio. Leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
On the path you speak to me, can rest your weary soul. Like the night you cover me on the road less traveled, on the road less
traveled.
That is Daniel Noonan and The Road Less Traveled. 831 at Mater Dei Radio, the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
The Treasures of the Church relics display made a stop at Holy Redeemer Church in Vancouver. Over 500 folks were in attendance to view the more than 160 relics. The tour is heading north tonight, then back to Lane County for three nights. If you are able to attend one of the events, Father Carlos Martins, the director of the tour, shared some thoughts on things you need to know before you come.
Whenever relics are mentioned in Scripture, two things always occur. A, there is always a healing, always. And B, touch is the way by which that healing comes about. And so people are welcome to touch them. They're welcome to pick up the relics. They're welcome to bless themselves with them. And in fact, I encourage that for those reasons that I just mentioned. And of course, anything, any object of devotion that they touch to the reliquaries will itself become a third-class relic.
The upcoming stops are on Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Mary's Church in Eugene, Sunday at 2 o'clock at St. Alice Church in Springfield, and Monday at 6:30 in the evening at St. Catherine of Siena in Veneta. So, David, what I experienced yesterday, and I believe it'll be the same in all of these parishes, is at that time, 1 or 2 or at 6:30, Father Martins will begin a talk. And he'll have some slides and share some stories and explain everything. And now that'll take about an hour or so. Very fascinating. Mm-hmm. You don't want to miss that. And then after that, then you have, in the case of last night, several hours to go around and view each of these reliquaries. He'll have signs on each one of them that explain them. And then in the main church, he will have the relics of Christ and of the Holy Family for veneration there in the church.
And you said last night at Holy Redeemer, big crowd.
Huge crowd.
Yeah.
I've not seen that many people. And everybody, of course, was wearing their masks.
Sure.
And taking things into precaution so that way they, you know, attended safely. Mm-hmm. But it was truly a wonderful event.
So was there one relic that really just stood out, or was it just the totality of them all?
I guess what was truly amazing is, one, that they had the ones that they have. I mean, some of them are very old, and the saints that you can go and see, of course, Pope St. John Paul II was a wonderful one to see.
Right.
But the relics that are inside the church, those of the Holy Family, the veil of Our Lady.
Sure.
You can't even describe how overwhelming it feels when you get to go up and look upon her veil.
Wow.
It's just truly incredible. So really, again, I encourage our listeners, please try to make a time this weekend to attend.
Yeah, great opportunity. Well, numbers are not good when it comes to the lack of water in the western portions of the United States. New data from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows all of four states are under drought conditions, including Oregon, California, Utah, and Nevada. And overall, 88% of the western U.S. is under drought conditions. Scientists say persistent drought in the western region is being exacerbated by man-made climate change. In addition to the critical water shortages, forecasters are concerned that the continued dry conditions will cause a particularly intense wildfire season. As of Thursday, the Storm Prediction Center's fire weather outlook was classified as critical or extreme across parts of Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, and Arizona.
Well, on the same note, due to extremely dry conditions, Vancouver Fire Marshal Heidi Scarpelli has issued a total ban on recreational burning effective at 12:01 this morning for the entire city of Vancouver. The burning ban is based on weather conditions and community fire safety needs and will likely remain in effect throughout the summer months or until weather and fire danger conditions greatly improve. So an update, they said, will be provided if situations change. Now, types of fires that are prohibited are recreational and bonfires, campfires, fires in outdoor fireplaces, fire pits, and chimney-type devices. Of course, those are outdoor ones. If you are cooking outdoors, propane or charcoal barbecues, those are approved for that type of use. So don't think you can get your propane barbecue and then decide we're going to set that up as the fire pit.
Oh, okay.
That's, yeah, not exactly how it was meant to use. Of course, continuing to be illegal in the city is cooking and heating fires in unmanaged situations, such as homeless camps. Those will be extinguished.
Yeah, you know, one thing you have to be really careful about, too, because you read this every year where somebody is cooking with charcoal and they dispose the charcoals before they are out.
Right.
And that starts a fire because charcoal can stay burning for while
hours.
It looks like it's out, but it's not. And people throw them out and then it starts a fire. So if you do barbecue with charcoal, be very careful with that, too.
Yeah. In fact, David, just recently we were on a camp trip and we had a campfire. We were out at the coast and we let it go out and it looked pretty good. The next morning, it was smoldering.
Yeah.
That was 8 hours.
Exactly.
So
shows you.
Can't be too careful. Well, today, Pope Francis named Bishop Lazarus Yu Huang Sik as the new prefect for the Vatican Congregation for Clergy. The 69-year-old bishop is the first Korean to lead a Vatican congregation. He succeeds the Italian Cardinal Stella, who led the Vatican Dicastery, responsible for overseeing the world's diocesan priests and deacons since 2013. Stella will turn 80 on August 18th and will remain in his post until his successor takes office. The Pope is said to have ordered an inspection of the Congregation for the Clergy ahead of the transition in leadership. He had also asked for a similar visitation of the Congress for Divine Worship before he appoints its new prefect, Archbishop Arthur Roque.
Well, for the sixth straight week, jobless claims in the U.S. have fallen. Jobless claims fell by 9,000 to 376,000, the Labor Department reported yesterday. Number of people signing up for benefits exceeded 900,000 in early January and has fallen steadily ever since the economy continues to open, with more people getting out and about thanks to the COVID vaccine. In Oregon, a little more than 5,900 filed new jobless claims last week. That's the lowest number of new claims since November, when many businesses and other venues closed due to the pandemic.
In an attempt to stop violations and abuses, the Vatican issued a decree Friday setting limits on the terms of leaders of international associations of the faithful and new communities. The new decree limits the terms of office in the central governing body to a maximum of 5 years, with one person being able to hold positions at the international governing level for no more than 10 years consecutively. Re-election is then possible after a vacancy of one term.
Hmm. Well, this could be huge in the sports world. College football move afoot that could expand the college football playoffs to 12 teams. College Football Playoff Management Committee will consider the proposal when it meets next week in Chicago. Now, according to the proposal obtained by ESPN, the playoff bracket would include the six highest-ranked conference champions and the six remaining highest-ranked teams determined by a selection committee. No conference would qualify automatically, and there would be no limit on the number of teams from a conference. Now, currently, there are four teams in the college football playoffs. So if you expand that to 12, how many more opportunities that's going to give for teams that are kind of on that bubble outside of those four teams an opportunity to get into the playoffs? So it's going to be interesting to see if they decide to make this move and when they would make this move. It's probably not going to happen for this upcoming college football season, but who knows?
And would this take, what would happen to all of the bowl games that conferences play?
Yeah, that's a good question, because right now what they do with the 14 playoff, they use the bowls, they kind of rotate them through the big bowls. Like maybe the Rose Bowl might host one of the games for the playoffs. And so I'm guessing that's what they would do. They'd rotate them through. But again, it's all up in the air right now.
All right. Well, I'll expect you to have an update for me when new decisions are made. David, today we've been talking all day. It is the Solemnity of the Sacred Heart, and it's celebrated each year by the Catholic Church, honoring Jesus' divine love for humanity. However, the feast wasn't always on the calendar, and it took many centuries before it was established and spread throughout the world. Here's a brief guide to the Feast of the Sacred Heart and its rich history. Mm-hmm. Of course, first we talked about the feast, and Jesus requested it in 1675. And then also it was required that the feast is held the Friday after Corpus Christi. Mm-hmm. Here's the next thing you should remember. Poland was the first country to institute the feast.
Really?
So the first country to institute it as a liturgical feast was in Poland, and it is confirmed by Pope Pius VII in his encyclical. Mm-hmm. And then the feast became universal in 1856. In a decree from the Sacred Congregation of Rites, Pope Pius IX established the feast for the Universal Church, and it was a direct response to the request of French bishops who wanted the feast to be celebrated in all parts of the world.
Interesting.
So there you go.
Yeah.
And you can also celebrate by having a wonderful meal and an extra piece of dessert. That's what I'm going
That's
for
That's what
today.
You're doing. I hear that.
It's time to find out what's going on in our Catholic community.
And coming up on June 25th at 7 o'clock is the Holy Hour for the East of Priestly Ordination in person and live streamed. It is happening at St. Mary's Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. The following day is the wonderful ordinations. Of course, those are by invitation, also going to be live streamed. And if you want to find out details on these and other events, head on over to the community calendar at materdayradio.com.
So we have a very, very, very special second cup coming up this morning. And so you've been talking about this for a while, Brenda.
Oh, I'm so excited. We have special guests in studio today from down south, and they're going to tell you what it takes for a long marriage.
I like that. That's after the forecast.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Best Buy in Town Landscape Supply. Since 1984, Best Buy in Town has been supplying the area with landscape products and services, including bark dust blowing, rock, soil, sod, and recycler of yard debris. Located at 2200 Cornelius Pass Road in Hillsboro. Online at bestbuybark.com or 503-645-6665.
No one likes to talk about death, and no one wants to plan for a funeral. But planning a funeral is much like planning for another major event in your life. I'm Priscilla Rodriguez, the Outreach and Special Projects Coordinator for Mount Calvary and Gethsemane Catholic Funeral Services. As we have gathered in our churches to celebrate the death of the Lord until He comes again, so our departed ones are gathered in our cemeteries to await the resurrection. All of us at Mount Calvary and Gethsemane Catholic Funeral Services are here to help you pre-plan your funeral arrangements. The benefits of pre-planning are many. At Mount Calvary and Gethsemane Catholic Funeral Services, pre-need burial space and services may be made calmly and responsibly. The program allows you to select only those goods and services you want, prevents the possibility of emotional overspending, and removes the financial burden from those responsible for your arrangements at the time of need. To find out more information, please go to our webpage at ccpdxor.com. Mount Calvary and Gethsemane Catholic Funeral Services, pastoral and compassionate care.
Holy Family Catholic Clinic is a proud member of Mater Dei Radio's Leadership Circle. Located at 21810 Willamette Drive in West Lynn, Holy Family Catholic Clinic is Christ-centered and provides superior, compassionate, life-affirming health care to patients of all ages. Holy Family Catholic Clinic offers medical services that are in adherence to Catholic moral teaching and bioethics, honoring the sanctity of life from conception to natural death. Learn more at holyfamilyclinic.com. That's holyfamilyclinic.com.
Why do you listen to Mater Dei Radio? Is it for the prayers, Catholic news and education, or to be inspired? Whatever your reason for listening, we are grateful for your support. And as we surpass 30 years of broadcasting a gospel message, we hope you will consider leaving a legacy for Mater Dei Radio in your estate planning. This can be as easy as including Catholic Radio as a beneficiary in your will. For more information on estate planning options, please visit us online at materdeiradio.com.
It is 8:45 at Mater Dei Radio. Well, going to be a little rainy today. I saw it was a little damp out there this morning. We got about a 90% chance of showers today, high of 64 degrees. About a 70% chance of rain tonight, low of 55, and then 50% chance of rain on Saturday, 74, a little warmer. 74 again on Sunday, but again, 90% chance of rain. It's going to be kind of one of those humid types of weekends, you know?
Good thing it's not going to be too warm.
Yeah.
Currently, it is 66 degrees at Resurrection Church in Escondido, California.
Escondido, California. Well, not as far away. It's 54 degrees at St. Matthew's Church in Hillsboro.
The morning blend's not over yet. There's time for a second cup with David and Brenda.
Oh, I have been so excited for this second cup. We have been saving the very best for last. We have had special guests in studio all day. Something I've been trying to do for 3 years since I started working here at Mater Dei Radio. Because of the special event we have tonight, our daughter, our senior, graduating from high school. Congratulations to her. It's going to be a rainy event, I think.
Oh, it'll be beautiful.
But my folks, all the way from Escondido, California, have come up the visit. So they came in this morning and have been kind of hiding, lurking, we'll say, in the studio here watching and, seeing all of the things I do. They're so impressed with me.
Yeah, you are incredible. That's right.
And actually, to be honest, I've been telling you a little bit about this. My dad is very excited to meet you, David, because my dad loves sports.
Yeah.
Like you. He says he listens to your sports every day.
Well, I appreciate that.
He loves it. He gets all of the best information about Oregon sports, just what he needs in Southern California.
That's right.
My folks are joining us today. And so my dad, I'm getting him on the air with me today. So Dad, say good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. So
that's great.
See, he just does everything I ask.
He's a natural.
So my mom and dad, Dad, tell us how many years. So in September is going to be your anniversary. How many years have you and Mom been married?
It would be 57 years.
57.
That's incredible.
I mean, the longevity. I come from a family of longevity. So, and my dad and I, he's full of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Always willing to pass it out to whoever needs to have some wise information from him. So you have some, so 57 years. I want to be married 57 years. I'm not there yet. 32.
I thought it was 33.
No, 32 years.
32, okay.
Is it 30? Now you're going to make me guess. No, it's 33 years. As it's not. It's 32 years.
It's 32.
So, Dad, for me and David, and then, the funny thing is my co-host, David, was married the same year as Scott and I were. So we both have the same number of years. He and his wife, Beverly, raising two daughters. And, Scott and I have four. You've raised three children. All right. I'm the youngest in the family.
Oh, you okay.
No
nice.
Surprise.
Yeah.
So what, in order to have a long and happy marriage, 57 years, what does it take?
Well, there's three things that I tell people that I do in my marriage. And the first is you have to have very good communications.
Absolutely. Okay. Right. Got to be willing to talk.
You have to talk everything out and make sure that you communicate. And the second thing of the three is that the man is the head of the house and makes all the big decisions. You buy houses, you buy cars, and you make those decisions. And then the third one is I just do as I'm told. So therefore, that would be a successful 57-year marriage.
So, David, did you catch all those?
Yeah, I like the dichotomy of making the big decisions, but do as I'm told. So it's that I see how those work together so very well.
Isn't it? And it works.
Yeah.
And it works. Now, people also need to remember, so the household that I grew up in, my father on that side of the family, his father is a Czechoslovakian. That's his background.
Right.
His mother is Italian.
Yeah.
Okay, but my father, I think, maybe tends to pick up more Italian traits.
Okay.
We'll say. Now, my mother, who's also in the studio, but she's just watching us, is Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Right.
So I'm Italian and Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
Passion.
Yes.
There was passion in our house, and I think maybe that there was never an emotion that was not fully expressed at the moment it happened.
I can see that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Just the way we lived.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dad, I have another question, just so everybody, you know, especially David, can understand.
Mm-hmm.
Three children you raised.
That's correct.
Two sons.
Right.
And then me.
Right.
Who was the easiest to raise?
Well, as I think back on that, it had to be you because you were the only girl.
Yeah.
And, of course, boys have a tendency to not listen.
Right. They're not following rule number three of a happy marriage.
Exactly. Do as they're told. But so therefore, you were a great listener, and you did most of the things that you were told.
I did most of the
most of the things. That's just like here.
I do most. Yeah, probably not even most of the things. It's about a 50-50 chance here at the studio that I'm doing all that I'm told to do. I was a good communicator even at a young age.
Right. Yeah.
And my dad always kind of would talk about how I could talk a lot.
You did. You always talked a lot. But you made more sense than the boys did. Because of that. Yeah, because of being the youngest and of the family.
So I got a question because we were talking about yesterday, I think it was, going on family trips in the car. So did you guys as a big family ever make that big family road trip where you piled in the car and took the drive?
I would think so. I'm trying to think of
how many times did we drive
go
to
back
South Carolina?
My hometown is Columbia,
oh,
South
yeah.
Carolina.
Right.
So we've made that trip all the way across, a two or three day trip across, and they were all young, of course. And of course, you had to reach around the back of the car there a couple of times in the back with the boys. But we did, yeah, and. Just to go back to see grandma and grandpa.
That's a long trip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I say, 3 days.
Yeah. But.
So the only problem with those trips, Dad, do you remember how often did I get car sick?
Well, yeah, that was your problem. You didn't like to that. And we would stop from time to time, or Brenda, stick your head out the window there.
See, back then when we would travel across the country, nobody had seatbelts on.
They were
in the cars, but none of us had them
Or air conditioning.
Yeah. So that was, we've made those trips.
Yeah, we had air conditioning.
Did we?
Yeah, okay. Well, there
but
you
we
go.
Went across the desert, of course,
for
at least one night or in one day. So, yeah, those trips were memorable.
That's fun. Yeah, I love hearing that.
So, David, I'm just really grateful that my folks have made the trip. And what's wonderful, and I hope that, you know, as our children get older, David, your daughters are older now, that the relationship I have with my folks, to be able to be an adult and have just wonderful times and memories with my folks, it's a gift.
It is.
It's a gift from God.
Blessing.
And most definitely the biggest gift my parents have given me, the one I am most grateful for, that is my faith.
Nice.
They have passed that on.
Beautiful.
So anyways, I hope you enjoyed meeting my family on today's Second Cup.
Support for Mater Dei Radio comes from our Leadership Circle members, including Dr. Mark Bianco, family dentist. Dr. Bianco practices family dentistry in the neighborhood of 122nd Avenue and Stark Street in Southeast Portland. Dr. Bianco Family Dentist, online at biancodentistry.com or 503-252-1722. That's 503-252-1722.
Please join me, Father Gabriel Mosier, as we pray the Divine Praises. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed be God. Blessed be His holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be His most sacred heart. Blessed be His most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
A great way to support Mater Dei Radio is through our Leadership Circle.
These are businesses and organizations whose names you hear on the air every day. They believe in our mission of providing the region with positive Catholic radio programs of faith and hope. Simply put, our Leadership Circle members keep our broadcast strong through their financial generosity. If you run a business or organization, please join us. We need you. Information on our Leadership Circle at materdeiradio.com.
They're not baristas, but they do serve up a good cup of joy. It's the Morning Blend with David and Brenda on Mater Dei Radio.
It's 8:56 at Mater Dei Radio. Well, one last look at the weekend forecast. Rain today, high of 64, 70% chance of showers tonight, low of 55. Then got about a 50% chance of rain on Saturday, 74, and similar on Sunday, high of 74, but maybe a little greater chance of rain on Sunday. It's currently 57 degrees in the Rose City.
Oh, we're going to round out this show now with Unspoken and Start a Fire. You're listening to David and Brenda on The Morning Blend right here at Mater Dei Radio, leading souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.
This world can be cold and bitter. It feels like we're in the dead of winter, waiting on something better. But am I really gonna hide forever? Over and over. In my head, let your light shine, let your light shine for all to see. Start a fire in my soul, fan the flame and make it grow. So there's no doubt or denying, let it burn so brightly that everyone around can see that it's you. A little faith, let it start right here in this city. So these old walls will never be the same. Over and over again, I hear your voice in my head. They need to know, I need to go. Spirit, won't you fall on my heart now? Start a fire in my soul, fan the flame and make it grow. So there's no doubt or denial.
That is Unspoken and Start a Fire. 8:59 at Mater Dei Radio. Oh, thank you so much for tuning into The Morning Blend this week. David and Brenda with you. We appreciate you listening. What a fun show this morning. That was outstanding.
I've had the best 2 hours today. So much fun. Thanks to my mom and dad for being brave and coming in and watching what their daughter does.
That's right.
You never move out of that role as the daughter around or the son around your parents. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been a great show today.
Hey, well, let me take this moment to thank your folks for being here, and also congratulations on the graduation tonight with your daughter. It's going to be a wonderful evening for you. I know you're going to enjoy it.
Rain or shine, we are just so happy to be able to see her walk across that stage. So that is going to wrap it up for us. Please have a very blessed weekend.